This week, for 49 Voices, we're going far afield to hear from an Alaskan living in New Jersey. Michelle Spark grew up in Bethel, one of a set of triplets. Michelle and her two sisters run Arxotica, a line of skincare products made from botanicals they pick from the tundra. Michelle still feels very Alaskan, but these days she and her husband are raising their family in his home state. We asked how she keeps her Alaska Native culture alive for her two kids in Princeton, New Jersey.
Oh, it's very suburban. You know, there's a lot of the towns merge into each other, which is something I'm not used to being from Bethel, where our village is, you know, even though they're, you know, Oscarville's 10 minutes away, it's still usually a plane ride away or a boat ride away. So I'm not used to just merging seamlessly into new towns, but I do here in Jersey. Jokingly to my husband, you know, I'm like, I can't just have these white kids from New Jersey in my household. You know, we gotta have our Alaskan and especially my Chupik culture identifiable. The house is, you know, loaded down with Alaska Native arts and crafts, and so I try to keep the identity very present. I do have seal oil in my freezer. I do have dry fish. I have fish strips. It doesn't mean so much to me when I bring it home and I'm eating it here in my New Jersey kitchen. It's a lot more meaningful when I eat it, you know, kind of fresh from home when I'm, you know, on location. I still kind of speak in imperatives in the Chupik language. You know, I'm just used to being bossed around in it. So I kind of do that with my kids too. And they know the words, they recognize them. You know, like, achcha, which is, you know, be quiet, or asichduk, that's really good, you know, or inachji, go to bed, you know, that kind of thing. We do our best to bring them home, you know, for holidays or for the summer. And they're still young, they're only 6 and 10. But last summer they started helping us and they were just bouncing off the tundra. It was really adorable. And I thought, you know, I could get used to this. I could use their help. And you know, this is just really the best way for them to connect to their land, their homeland, is to be one with the earth and, you know, basically harvest from it.
Michelle Spark, originally from Bethel, lives in suburban New Jersey. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to tell your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org.